Technology. It's in your pocket, your car, your business. And the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing is tracking all of it. From consumer tech to cybersecurity, from the giants to the startups. Every weekday, we bring you the latest stories about the companies and advancements that are changing the way we live and work. Tech is remaking the world. We'll make sure you're a part of it. Subscribe to the WSJ Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Now that the July 15th tax filing deadline has passed, the question on a lot of people's minds is, where's my refund? It usually takes the IRS a few weeks to send refunds out to people, but this year, many taxpayers have been waiting for months with no word from the IRS.
Whether you e-filed or sent in paper, and you haven't heard, don't resend yet.
That's our tax reporter, Laura Saunders. She's got some tips for keeping tabs on your tax return and your refund. That's after the break.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow Today with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech, and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Millions of taxpayers have received their tax refunds already, but many others are still waiting, even those who filed earlier in the year. So, Laura, how long does it usually take between a taxpayer filing a return and receiving a refund?
Well, that varies for all kinds of reasons, but usually it can be 2 or 3 weeks. Now, this year is a whole different thing for millions of taxpayers because the coronavirus pandemic really hit the IRS hard. You know, they had to close offices, and then people sent in tax returns, and they kind of had to pile them up in locked trailers and things like that if they were paper tax returns. So this year is anybody's guess. I think they're doing pretty well with returns submitted recently, but particularly those paper returns that piled up, they're still having to clear out that backlog.
Yeah, we've heard about a paperwork backlog at the IRS. How behind are they in processing tax returns?
Well, I think they're doing reasonably well considering what they were dealing with. In mid-June, they had about 12 million pieces of correspondence. A lot of those were tax returns. And as of July 4th, they had about 7 million pieces of correspondence. And this is the key thing, about 3.6 million paper tax returns to do. Somebody said maybe they're doing a million a week. I think maybe it's less. I think they're really hoping to get the backlog cleared out by the end of the summer.
Well, I guess people are looking around the house at the mail piling up. They have no idea how bad it could be.
Yeah. That's exactly right. It was frantic. And, you know, a lot of those returns had checks in them and they haven't been cashed and things like that. There's a lot to say about this.
And there are still that many people sending in paper returns?
Oh, yes. Lots of people. You know, you're allowed to do it. And lots of people do. I think it's about 10% of taxpayers. That would be about 15 million returns come in on paper. And in a few cases, not many, there are certain kinds of forms that don't exist online. But by and large, I think about 90% of taxpayers e-file. But 10% of 155 million is still a lot.
Now, let's say somebody filed their tax return earlier in the year, maybe around the traditional filing deadline in April. If they still haven't gotten their refund, what should they do?
The most important thing is that the IRS is asking people not to refile and not to resend checks if they haven't heard anything. They hope that they're going to clear out the backlog. Now, this makes it very important. If you've been sending paper to the IRS, you need to get your proof of mailing. You need to keep it in a careful place. The IRS takes that seriously. The courts take that seriously. But the overall message is whether you e-filed or sent in paper and you haven't heard, don't resend yet. Going forward, if you sent in paper, again, don't do anything, but the IRS is trying to clear out this backlog. And so with luck, you'll hear by the end of the summer, and you might get, well, you will get interest on a late refund starting April 15th. But the other point is that if you e-filed a return back in March or April and you were due a refund and you haven't gotten it, that's more of a cause for concern. It may be that the IRS thinks that somebody stole your tax ID and applied for a refund in your name. Apparently, the unit that deals with this is kind of bogged down or closed up right now because of the virus. So some taxpayers in this position, that is, they e-filed, they were due a refund, and they haven't heard in weeks or months, have gone to their congressman or gone to the taxpayer advocate's office and said, was my ID stolen? Did somebody steal a refund in my name? And then you have to go through the process for that.
But if somebody sends in a second return or a second check, do they run the risk of being charged twice?
I asked the IRS and I said, they just said, don't do it. And I think what happens is that if you pay twice, you will eventually get your money back. But it could be a long, drawn-out process. So for now, go on and do what the IRS says. Don't refile. Don't file an amended return. And don't send more money if you've already sent money.
How can a taxpayer prove they sent a check in?
A famous tax lawyer once said to me, the only time he's ever gotten in trouble was when he didn't have a certified mail sticker. The IRS lives by its records. If you communicate with them at all, write down everything, keep records, get certified mailing stickers, return receipts requested, and keep it in a place where you won't lose it, because that's really important in cases like this.
Hasn't the IRS made it pretty easy for taxpayers to find out the status of their tax return or the refund?
That's the other thing they said, is that just keep checking the Where's My Refund tool. There's an online tool and a phone number. And eventually, your return should show up. You know, even if they do it in 2 weeks and send it out to you the same day, they will post something on the Where's My Refund tool. So that's the thing to keep checking and looking at.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.